Today I found out what heartbreak was in the form of a marvel.
You get over there.
Drinking your juice.
So won't you smile a while for me? You got my heart, can't never leave. Sometimes you don't hear from me, but I swear it's just a week. You need love, I need drugs, cause them shits give me hope. If this ship ever sinks, one of us gotta float. If I might lose your love, one of us gotta go. I can never trust a bitch, tell another bitch no.
I cannot fuck with you niggas, I still can't believe that you fuck with yourself. I got three bitches at the crib, whenever I leave, they be fucking they self. This ain't no sticky situation, stupid stuck up hoe, you stuck with yourself. I remember rolling roaches, no money slummy, and I grew over vultures. Who keep revolvers, torture. Easy to sway these moves, remain cautious. Easy Mac with EBT, that was often. Squeeze the Mac, he sees the breed, that was awesome. I got money to blow, I devour haze. Hit the flow with your whole money shower, babe. Yeah, I've been telling his ass for a minute now. I'll hit you with the spin around. Oh, you ain't dead, bro, spin around. That was lunch, I'm having dinner now. I gotta know he dead. One beef must don't eat bread, bitch. Ride on the bike like 4-3 pegs, tryna hit like 4-3 heads, bitch. Talking about he gon' blow, he mad. The lame nigga on the low, eat ass. Got the drop on his broski pad. Bullet holes through the grocery bag. Bitch, look how I living. You dropped off the globe, bro, like no she didn't. Turn me to the goat, just jumped on the road, just jumped on the boat. You just fucked two bitches, one dick and two throat. Then woke up in smoke, cause she hit a note. Must have been a joke, bitch, you know I'm woke.
That was a good song by some nigga I never even heard of.
I don't know who that is.
You guys have tuned in to Match One Radio with your semi-host, UV Scuddy.
And I'm Serafina. Woo!
So, guys, I'm not gonna lie. I'm a little high right now. But, I just...
I'm smacked,
so... You guys remember the first time you ever smoked weed? It was like, for me, it was like the most anti-peer pressure thing I've ever in my life done. Like, a nigga was like, you want to smoke some weed? I was like, nah. You want to get high? I was like, oh, all right, cool. I remember it literally took nothing for me to smoke weed. Like, nothing at all.
You had no apprehensions whatsoever.
None. Nigga was like, pull up. I was like, that's cool. That's a bet.
I remember... A lot was surrounding the first time I smoked weed. Like, a lot led up to that first time. Like, for real. Like, okay, so let me start from the beginning. This is about to be a long story. I apologize in advance. So, I had a project to do with this girl. I'm not going to say no names, but she was, like, notorious for doing, like, dumb shit. Right? Like, I don't know. So she introduced me to, I went over to her house, and she introduced me to, like, she was like, this is embarrassing. She was like spraying like some cleaner on it and then like breathing it in. So I did it like one time and she recorded me, right? And I was like bugging. I was like bugging out, like wiggling my body and shit. Like she like got to school the next week and started showing everybody. So from that point on, I had a reputation for like being high. Like she just told everybody I was high, but she didn't tell anybody what I was high on. So everybody was just like, oh, Sarah smokes weed, Sarah gets high, da 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 da. So that became like the thing. So this guy lived down the street and he was always like, yo, Sarah, you know, I got that. If you want it, I got it. You know, like he like once he heard that, he was just like, you know, I got it. So one time I got off the bus and I was like, you know, give me your number. So I texted him, I was like, you know, how much is it? He was like, well, how much money you got? I was like, $11. He was like, I can give you, he was like, I can give you one. I was like, okay. So I got it. I met him at the corner of my house and his, and I got it, and I hid it in this little M&M. I apologize to my parents, but I hid it in this little M&M toy thing that I had in my room for like a month. And then one day I was home by myself and I had no idea how to roll weed. So, but I just seen it on TV and it was just in a white wrapper. So I used a receipt paper. But I went out to the backyard.
That sounds accurate. Like niggas always say, it's always niggas be like, I use receipt paper. Like, where the fuck are y'all getting so many receipts from? What was niggas buying? And are you?
Listen, listen, I went to the backyard. And I lit it, and I coughed my lungs out. And at first, I didn't think I was high, but like, I was mad. I was like, I was high. I feel like that was the highest I've ever been in my life. And all I did was hit it twice, and I flushed it down the toilet because I got scared.
You tripped. Everybody says like, you don't get high the first. Nigga, the first time I smoked weed, I saw colors. Like, I cannot even.
Bro, like, I couldn't even move my hands. Like, the first time I smoked weed, I was like, you know, the slide-up phones. I couldn't even text a full message. I remember that shit. Like, I was high. I was high. I remember my little brother walking in, and I had sprayed fucking Pine Sol on me because I thought I was going to smell like weed. And he was like, are you cleaning? And I was like, yeah. But I was like, laying on the couch like this. I was like, laying on the couch.
You panic. Bro, I came in. My dad, I don't even know if my dad knew, but I know I ate so much soup that night. Like, I told him not too long ago, like, that was my first time smoking. That night I came in and ate all that damn soup. He was like, I mean, I knew something was up, but I didn't think he was smoking yet. I was like, yeah. But, like, when the family found out, it was like my uncle called me. It's like, so you smoking now, huh?
Oh, no.
But it was like, it was well past this conversation needing to be had. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all right. Shit, I wouldn't even consider it smoking no more. I call it
routine.
Routine, yeah. Like, that shit was crazy.
No. I know, like, for after that one time, that guy that I caught from the first time, he like went to school and told everybody that I caught weed from him. So it came even more of a thing, like, oh my God, like, Sarah smokes weed, Sarah's a pothead, oh no, like.
And I was like, even when like, my mom, it took my mom forever to find out. And it was like, not that I even did like a crazy job to hide it, just like, me and my mom never really saw each other, but like, when I tell you, when I first, like, I thought I smoked, then I started hanging with motherfuckers and they introducing bongs, GBs, all this other shit, vaporizer. I'm like, bro, I had no idea you can get as high as you can get other than blunts.
And if I'm being completely honest, after that day, I didn't even smoke for another, like, 3 years. Like, it was just really, like, a rumor at that point. Like, I really never even touched weed again until I was, like, a junior in high school. And even then, it was like once in a blue moon, like, oh my God, I have $5. And yeah. I happened to be at the right place at the right time. Like, it was never like a big deal.
I remember like it hitting me one day. I was like, yo, I used to pay too much money for weed. But we used to like have some weird ass connects on weed. Like, they have some good ass weed. But like, nigga, what Niggas used to get.
How much were you paying?
Nigga, too much. Like, now that I think about it, I don't even want to say it. I just know that, like, I woke up one day, like, literally had an epiphany. I was like, I'm going to fight that nigga.
You fought the plug?
I didn't, but I would. You know what I'm saying? I would. That shit crazy, bro. But I think,
I never paid for weed. Well, I mean, the most I ever threw was $5, like, in the beginning. I didn't start actually, like, paying heavy for weed until I got to college.
Nigga,
I started
smoking
by myself.
I started only paying for weed because I wanted to get high. Like, niggas always invited me to smoke with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time it was just me and my nigga, like.
And being a girl, y'all, you always get an invite, like.
Nigga, what? And at that time, motherfuckers, nigga, only one nigga knew how to roll up. Nah, actually, I think Rakim was the pearl guy when I was 20. It was like one nigga we just all knew could roll the blunt.
Mm.
It's like, dog, niggas really could not roll blunt. Like,
no.
Niggas could not roll
I
blunt
didn't know
to
how
say they
roll
blunt
until I was like 19.
Right, nigga, it was like, is it a technique?
I was like, I always have to smoke
weed. And it's like, you don't want to ask the people you know smoke weed. Like, you know, like,
I used to watch. I used to, like, I used to be an avid watcher.
Hit my uncle, like, yo, how I roll this blunt. I never was, like, on YouTube, like, how to roll blunts.
That was me. I watched Wiz Khalifa's video, I remember, and that's when I started putting filters in my
Yeah, nah, I could never, ever do the filter thing. Like, I do it for, like, my papers, when I use papers. Like, it was, like, a time period where I was, like, stuck on just papers, so that's when I did filters.
I could never fuck with papers.
Where you just got a double wrap. I done had every type of paper. Like, I've even had, like, Juicy J's. Them shit's alright, though.
Juicy J got a paper.
Yeah, bro, you ain't know they flavored
papers.
Why
every rapper got some type of weed brand?
Bro, I'm telling you, Juicy J's.
That's the first thing I'm gonna do. If I get famous, I'm gonna have a brand of bombs.
Right. But there's like a plot, so it's like, you know, the plan is you gotta smash it when you're done.
No, it's like glitter on the inside.
Right. Real live mermaid eggs on the inside. Like, how the fuck? That shit crazy.
It's a fish that can survive.
So what would you say the highest you've ever been is?
The highest I've ever been? I got high in Norfolk State University. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that.
No, you got high in Norfolk State University. You heard it.
It was like my sophomore year. I was real cool with niggas on the track team. I had my best friend, his name was DJ, and I used to always go over to their room and smoke. Like, that's all we did. And he used to do tattoos, so I used to just sit and watch him do tattoos, or he was doing one of my tattoos or whatever, and niggas would just smoke. And I remember one day, I don't even remember how it got this out of hand, but I had a blunt, he had a blunt, the dude getting the tattoo had a blunt, and then, you know, it's a whole dorm room, so like two more people came, and this is when I had just started smoking heavy, so my tolerance was low, and
you was gonna die.
I did die.
It's hot as hell in there.
No, there was no AC.
I just
remember just sitting on the bed on one of those plastic mattresses, my legs sticking to the bottom. I just remember being so uncomfortable. I was high for 72 hours. I remember going to class the next day and, like, being, waiting for the elevator, just, like, looking at the wall, and I was just, like, it dawned on me, like, I'm still high. Like, it was awful. I was high for a really, really long time. I'm pretty sure, you might know the people that I was smoking with. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But
it was bad.
It was bad.
I don't know, man. Every time I think I got the highest, I always out-high myself. I don't know what it is. Like, I thought the highest I've ever been was, like, when I ate 5 edible cookies for my first time.
Oh, God.
Like, right, you're supposed to only eat one or two. So I was like, fuck it, I'm not
feeling
it.
You're not even supposed to eat the whole thing for real.
Look, I was like, bro, I ain't fucked it. I ain't fucking feeling it. So I ate a third one.
Oh, God.
I was like, all right, I'm buzzing a little bit. I could probably take another half. So I took a half. And next thing I know, I thought I only ate 3.5, but they was like, nah, bro, you ate 5 whole cookies. Like, they were coming in batches of 5. I was like, bro, That should have been enough to last you for a couple of days, and you ate five. All I know is I couldn't stand up straight. Motherfucking, I couldn't keep my eyes open. I slept for 2 days. I had to drive from Petersburg to Richmond. I made it home and still was high for 2 days. Like, I didn't smoke one blunt, and it was like I kept waking and baking. Like, that high of, like, waking and baking would not go away. So I was like, I'm done smoking. And then the next weekend, my nigga comes up on some bread. This nigga cops a half, and he got prescribed some promethazine.
Oh, my God.
So we smoked a quarter. Every blunt was laced with the promethazine. Then we pulled up. We drove to ODU to scoop my nigga. Get to him. I was like, look, bro, you got to drive all night, because I don't even know how I made it over here, bro. I thought I was in the passenger seat. Like, nigga, I literally thought I was in the passenger seat the whole time. And my nigga was in the back seat. He really was in the back seat, like,
oh my God.
Just looking out the window.
Jesus really took the wheel.
Dog, Jesus has taken the wheel so many times, bro.
I've never smoked anything laced. Like, I've always been real cautious, like, scared to death.
Niggas used to be on some whole other shit. Like, niggas be like, addicts are crazy, nigga. We used to put everything in the blunt. You give it to us. And it wasn't like crazy, like crack or heroin. Yeah. Take a little Molly, take a little coke.
Oh, no.
Well, niggas was, I wasn't smoking coke once then. I was scared. Like, nigga, don't that shit explode or make your brain hurt or some shit? Like, smoking coke, you're not supposed to do. But I was smoking Molly, so it really didn't make sense. Like, now that I think about it.
No.
Niggas used to, bruh. One night we rolled a Molly lean blunt.
Nope. Not me.
No.
No, sir.
No.
I've always been super scared of smoking anything other than marijuana. Like, I make sure whatever blunt I'm smoking is rolled in front of me. And I try really hard not to hit any blunts, but it's already rolled. Like, word. I really am, like, cautious as hell like that. Like, I do not fuck with it. I remember my freshman year, one of my close friends smoked a lace blunt and lost his mind. Like,
yeah, no, see, that's the risk that you have to be willing to take.
I'm not willing to take it. Yeah. That's the thing. That's exactly that. I'm not willing to take that risk. So, you know what? I'm going to just stick to weed, that'll be it.
It was like, it got to the point, I think what, like, made my tolerance for weed so high is, like, doing shit like popping Molly and then going to class.
Yikes.
Because then it's like, I'm high when I get off. Like, literally, on my way to the car, I'm smoking a blunt. Like, like, literally, I used to walk down campus smoking a blunt. There were niggas who knew me as the nigga that smoked. Like, literally, I don't think nobody really knew who I was other than the nigga that smoked when I went to NSU. I was never one of the niggas that, like, smoked at the fountain or tried to be in the cut in the car. Like,
yeah, I used to be at the filing for real. Like, you would catch me there, if anything. But that would be, like, freshman year. But, no. I remember this one time I was walking down campus, and this guy just stopped me. He was like, you smoke? And I was like, yeah. He was like, you want to hit this? And I was like, nah. He was like, you sure? I was like, yeah. And then he gave me a hug and skateboarded away.
Oh, nah, if he skateboarded, he wasn't on that shit.
I'll never forget it.
you can generally trust skateboarders.
What
he gonna do? Pick up a skateboard away?
He had like a dread mohawk with like blonde tips, so I don't know.
No, don't trust that nigga.
No, so I don't know what
he don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on.
He gave me a hug, and I was just like,
get the strap.
Hey,
bro,
it was an experience.
That shit. I can't believe that. And then when you, like, tell people what kind of blunts you smoke, niggas are like, But then it'd be no saying, niggas like, yeah, I've done coke. What?
Yeah. No, it'd be real live coke heads out here, like, functional coke heads. That'd be, like, president and, like, treasurer of shit and, like, whole time just doing lines. Like,
right, just to get themselves right. Like, bro, what?
It's crazy. You'd be surprised who does, like, just that shit as like a pick me up, like it's coffee.
Right, like nigga, you could just drink coffee. But that shit wild. But while we sit here and ponder ourselves, let's get into some music, some dope shit.
Let's get me ready, ayy. Ay.
Whoa.
Serena and Venus, the rest on me heavy, ayy. Whoa. Bitch on me ready, ayy. Ayy. Uh huh. Ayy. Whoa. Rivers ends on me ready, ayy. Serena and Venus, the rest on me heavy, ayy. Well, your bitch got me ready, yeah. Smoking with her and that bitch is your header, ayy. Yeah, she reached for my dough, but I cannot let her, ayy.
I want cheddar, ayy. Sense of me ready, ayy. Serena and Venus and rest of me heavy, ayy. Your bitch got me ready, she smoking with me. And that bitch is your header, ayy. Reach for my dough, but I cannot let her, ayy. I cannot let her, yeah, I love sex, but money is better. Light skin bitch like Dolce de Leche. Brown skate bitch, do whatever I say. I want a baby like Beyonce. I want a baby like Beyonce. Woo. Louis Bell holding my tech up. Ice on my neck, yeah, ice on my neck. Counting my dough, leave me alone, hey. No call on my phone, gotta go, hey. I'm on the road, never home, yeah. Big fella in love, Uber, take her home. My slime, my sleeve, down my bro, huh. My phone be buzzing, don't need these hoes. Pop in a bean, I lean, I flow. Pop on the scene, I gleam, I go.
Them sands on me ready, ayy, ay. Serena and Venus, the rest on me heavy, ayy, ay. Your bitch got me ready, yeah. Smoking with her and that bitch is your header, ayy. Yeah, she reached for my dough, but I cannot let her, ayy.
I want cheddar, ayy. Sense of me ready, ayy. Serena and Venus and rest of me heavy, ayy. Your bitch got me ready, she smoking with me. And that bitch is your header, ayy. Reach for my dough, but I cannot let her, ayy. I cannot let her, yeah, I love sex, but money is better.
After the club, like, what you doing, though? I'm laying low and I think you should come through and blow. She off Remy, I'm off Henny, we both tripping, whoa. I get ignorant when I'm in it, left her dizzy, whoa. She hit me up, I'm like, hold up, I'm kinda busy, though. She said you lame and you stay up in the studio. I've been working, baby, ain't got time to pull up on ya. But when I take vacation, you know I'm gon' put it on ya. Hey, make the bass ring sound like... But she ain't single though. Got a nigga, but he don't know what really be going on the phone. Talking like a freak, John, so come perform. Don't be on that bullshit like a matador. Deep stroke, feel it in your toes. I can roll your boat, whatever floats your boat. And when midnight strikes, she says she wanna see me like Skype. I reply, I wanna beat it.
She
like
hit me
Mike
up after the club, like, what you doing though? I'm laying low and I think you should come through and blow.
She off Remy, I'm off Henny, we both tripping, whoa. I get ignorant when I'm in it, left her dizzy, whoa. She hit me up, I'm like, hold up, I'm kinda busy, though. She said you lame and you stay up in the studio. I've been working, baby, ain't got time to pull up on ya. But when I take vacation, you know I'm gon' put it on ya. Hey, make the best ring sound like...
In the studio, it's kinda late. She want a nigga on the way, this on the way. It's mine, baby, don't you play. I'm on town, not a second late, not a second late. Hit my jack with the 7.5, she won't ask for the 69. I got drive for the 95, finna 804 to myself. Shorty want a nigga in it like it's been a minute. Before I beat it, I'ma eat it before I slide up in it. Put it on my plates and my grace before I eat my dinner. Yeah, gotta thank the Lord before I eat my dinner. Yeah, gotta thank the Lord, so the shit winner. High class, low key, shorty bad, think I might OD. MJ with the left, but she no Billie Jean, no good.
She hit me
so
up
sweet.
At the club like, what you doing, though? I'm laying low and I think you should come through and blow. She off Remy, I'm off Henny, we both tripping, whoa. I get ignorant when I'm in it, left her dizzy, whoa. She hit me up, I'm like, hold up, I'm kinda busy, though. She said you lame and you stay up in the studio. I've been working, baby, ain't got time to pull up on ya. But when I take vacation, you know I'm gon' put it on ya. Hey, make the best ring sound like...
Cigar.
all smoke a cigarette out the window for now. Umbrella's been missing for a while, you know. You know. So I light it on a stove. 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 But don't get too close to it. So I light it on a stove. 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 Watch the ember, watch it glow. Winter's coming, getting cold. I don't know where I'ma go. Almost smoke a pack a day. My voice is raspy and I cough a lot. I'm brewing tea in the coffee pot. And if you're asking if I'm good, well, I'm probably not. All of my friends, I'm a villain, but I'm not. Just need some healing. Just need some time. Just need some time. So I can get my mind right. So I light it on a stove. So I light it on a stove. So I light it on a stove. So I light it on a stove.
Some count dead ones, had to light it off the stove, yeah. I've been trying to get my bread up, save it up, let it mow, yeah. I've been trying to keep my head up, it's getting pretty hard to hold, yeah. I've been hanging with some red ones, they all behave like they don't care. Been kicking it with me since air ones. We want all the smoke, not a flare gun. Gun is with me like a pair of guns. Niggas shooting no fair ones. Buck City, tell them gone. Take something like my own. He made a move, then he froze. I had to light him with the stove. Niggas trapping out a humble abode. Big traffic, but it's not on the road. Shoot a smoke and I just gotta unload. Right back, I just had to reload. Top running on the stove top. Lighting up like Woodstock. She wanna crash, hit a roadblock. I'ma buy my paper like bookshop.
Come on. Do I really have to get off work to go
to
the hospital to go? Listen, I don't care if there's a fucking monsoon. I work too hard to have to come home every division of Mavericks. The fuck is this? Was one life from the stove? I already have to do a few smoking a pack a day. Now I have to worry about finding ash in my kitchen.
Break.
You didn't have to say that. We could have just kept the illusion like we were sitting here the whole time.
It's been a 3-week break.
Why'd you blow our cover like that?
What cover? Wash it. We had August Moon with Heavyweight, Doug featuring Maya Travis with Hit Me Up, and Gray Soul featuring Samaj with Stove. You can find all of those songs on SoundCloud and my VA Essentials playlist, ya bitch. Right now, we're smoking weed and we're gonna talk about some more serious things, I think, to start off. Oh, wait.
First of all, we can't be taking no more 3-week breaks, my nigga.
Right. Why are you trying to expose us?
You already did!
That wasn't me, that was you.
Anyway.
Let's talk about it. Let's get into it.
Let's get into
it. Let's start off with this whole Carter 5. Did you listen to it yet?
I haven't listened to the whole thing, but I just feel like I'm not in a place where I can just sit down and listen to an entire album in one. Like, I tried to listen to it at work, but it's like, I work at a call center. You can't be listening to music in between calls. That shit gets, like, you gotta pause it every time the phone rings. It gets, I don't know, it gets to be a lot. I listened to a few songs.
I've listened to it 4 times.
That's...
But honestly, I like Father's album a little better. Everybody was saying Kevin Gates' album was better than Carter Five. That's not true. It's not true. It's Kevin Gates' album is very boring.
Honestly, to be completely honest, I didn't even listen to Kevin Gates' album.
I mean, I don't like not like him as an artist. It's just this album was just boring, especially compared to the last one. Like, last one was good as fuck. But
why isn't this popping up for me?
What, Carter Five?
Yeah.
Because of your phone, or are you talking shit about the Carter Five?
I didn't even say nothing bad about the Carter Five. It's cool. Now all of a sudden, oh, there it go. Now all of a sudden, it didn't want to pull up. But no, I have to look to the at the shits to see which ones I actually like. I liked Problems. Did you hear that? Of course you heard. You're right. You said that. I liked Problems. It's definitely.
I think everybody's favorite is Mona Lisa.
Everybody's favorite is Mona
if
Lisa.
Not, then,
I mean, it's
Uproar.
It's. But, I mean, it's cool. Don't Cry is emotional as fuck. Don't Cry really almost had me about to cry.
The only problem I had with the album was the fact that he redid Uproar when he already remixed it on Dedication for with Green Ranger. Oh, nah, you're good. Oh, we might not be good.
Go ahead.
But you know, he remixed Green Ranger. Mm-hmm. And that was on Dedication 4, which is a mixtape. And I just found it to be not pointless, more redundant than anything.
So what do you think Lil Wayne's greatest album is?
Everybody will say The Carter 2. And I would have to agree with them. But then again, I can't really say Lil Wayne has a greatest album. You know what I'm saying? The sales might say it. And it's like, it just, I guess it depends on how you feel about Lil Wayne as an artist. But I don't know. I think I've liked every album except for the Carter 4 equally. My favorite Lil Wayne album, though, is I'm Not a Human Being 2, which is weird. Like, people just did not like that album.
It was cool. It was just a little, you know, people not really going to accept the weird, you know?
Yeah.
You don't really. The masses don't really accept the weird too much.
But what's crazy is that was just a rock album. I think that was just the Lil Wayne version of Yeezus. Like, that's all it was to me. It was a Lil Wayne version of Yeezus. Baby lines. Give me that marijuana. You hear that, guys?
Weed. As far as I'm concerned, you ain't choking. You ain't smoking.
You know, you can't really say that. It's 2018. That's how I feel about the way I brush my tongue.
This nigga gags himself every time he has to brush his teeth.
If you a nigga,
that shit is bizarre. I'm like, yo, you don't have to scrub that hard.
If you a nigga and you can brush your tongue without
that's what mouthwash is for.
You weird.
But you don't have to go back that far.
You know what kind of weird you are, too.
Bro, you should not have to gag yourself with a toothbrush every morning.
Hey, if I cough because I got something in the back of my throat that ain't supposed to be there, that's human nature.
Exactly. Why is it back there? That's the point. The fact of you coughing isn't the point. It's the fact that you purposely.
I'm just not one of them musty breath ass niggas, all right?
Anyway.
So.
I say The Block Is Hot.
That's his best album?
Nah, I was just playing. I'm just looking through all his albums right now.
All I know is he's very much needed for the culture.
Absolutely.
Speaking of the culture took a huge hit with the incarceration of Bill Cosby.
Segue.
And I personally, I feel like if he did it, yes, he should be held accountable for his actions, but don't wait till the man is almost in the fucking grave to put this man behind bars.
Who are you to tell me when I should feel comfortable with speaking up? Like, why? I don't doubt that it happened, and I'm sure that it was a traumatic experience. Like, who are you to dictate who are you to dictate how long I should take to come forward?
And that wasn't my problem with it. Like, yeah, the timing was weird, and why wait as long as you did?
Because he was a superstar. Bill Cosby was a celebrity all through the 80s, all through the 90s.
I would have came out off rip.
This man was like America's father. So imagine the scrutiny she would have had. She got, all of them got crazy scrutiny just by coming out now. Imagine the crazy type of scrutiny they would have been under if they came out when he was like that nigga.
But I feel like it would have been taken different by everybody. And I'm not siding with the guy. But still, then you had women coming out saying they might have lied about how it happened or what really happened. So I'm just like, it's not that I don't believe some of these women, because look at Bill Cosby. I mean, really, take a good look at Bill Cosby. What woman, even in the 80s and 90s, is like, yo, Bill Cosby, I want that nigga. So you know what I'm saying?
You don't know. You can't tell me what I found attractive. Everybody likes somebody. Like, it's ugly niggas ain't all. Every ugly nigga ain't ugly to everybody.
Ooh, child.
It's somebody for everybody. Like, somebody gonna find you attractive. And put on top of that, yes, this man was a millionaire. Like, right. So, yeah, hell yeah, money makes you attractive. Jay-Z said it. Like,
yeah. Let's do this. I know he's not the only one. And if this senator guy gets off and Bill Cosby is in jail at the age of 945 years old, I have lost faith in everything that this country was ever built on.
Oh, you're talking about Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh?
Kovan Kavanaugh? How is it?
Kavanaugh.
It sounds rapey.
Christine Ford and Brett Kavanaugh.
Sounds rapey.
Kavanaugh. It does. It sounds like, ooh, Brett Senator. Kavanaugh.
Right. Didn't the nigga
name? He sounds like a horny frat boy.
Didn't the horny frat boy, that swimmer, wasn't his name Brett? Or was it Brent? I don't know.
Something weird.
And he
and homogenous.
So he better go down. He better go down.
This nigga is guilty as fuck. Like, I don't understand. These men are defending him. These men are straight like, you don't want to ruin his life. Fuck that. Like, you what? No one crime should be, no, let me not get too excited.
Right, so.
But all I'm saying is, these men are out here defending him, accusing Christine of trying to ruin his life, when all she's really trying to do is move forward with hers. It's sad to watch, it's sad. And this nigga literally like, threw a temper tantrum on the stand, had people come forward, all the people that, oh, he didn't rape, come forward, like, that makes him not a rapist. I don't understand. It's weird. It's all really weird, and I don't fuck with it. Like, if he doesn't go down, then I have no faith
in the system. I just find it appalling that we're okay with, you know what I'm saying, black or white, we're okay with, like, men not really having to take accountabilities for their actions against women, you know what I'm saying? Man-on-man crime
and that always happens.
Adversary is one thing, but it's like, I'm pretty sure there are men out here raping men, but we don't ever hear about it, you know what I'm saying? And if it
happens, and, yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
And if it does happen and it hears about it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, that nigga's going down, you know what I'm saying? But when a man, like, the fact that there are people who think, like, if a girl dresses provocatively and she's always around, then she must want some man action, you know what I'm saying? She wants the attention. And they feel like you can't blame a man.
That's not what it's about. Like, if I want to dress a certain type of way, that's my purpose.
If a woman wants to walk around butt-ass naked every day around a bunch of perverts,
that don't mean you can touch me. Yeah, that don't mean you can. Yeah, that don't mean you can put your hands on me.
But there are people like, well, she should have understood what she was going to get in, walk around naked.
Why is that such a? I don't understand why women's bodies are held like that. Men walk around shirtless all the time, all day, every day.
Just mind your business. Because what if there is like an actual rapist, you know what I'm saying, and he see you with your shirt off? I mean, you provoked him. You know what I'm saying? A man, if a man is walking around with a shirt off and he's and another like male rapist, like he only wants men.
I was provoked.
He took his shirt off, you know what I'm saying?
Was provoked.
Bruh. I'm pretty sure it's like, did you have to live by
the It'd be like he oh, you went into his room though. Yeah, but I thought we were just gonna play a game, you know? Like they ask women these questions like, oh, what were you wearing? You went up to his room, what were your intentions? Like That doesn't make it okay. Like, that doesn't make it any less rape. If I went up to the room willingly, if I was drinking a little bit, if I was wearing a short skirt, that doesn't make it right. That shit is crazy that they ask these questions.
It's just like, damn. Like, y'all can't win for losing sometime, but I feel like it's going to get better. These motherfuckers gonna have to figure this shit out real soon.
I feel like with more and more people coming forward, something's gonna change, you know?
All that's gotta change.
Because it's a lot of people coming forward, and more people are feeling comfortable. The more people that tell their stories, the more people are going to start taking it seriously. Like, this shit really happens and it needs to stop.
It's all funny games.
Like, I wish I could just go out and go for a run at night or something. I work till 6. The sun's already setting. I wish I could go out and do something by myself. That shit is dangerous. But men don't have that problem.
And if we do, it's not like openly present. Like, we don't know if we have that problem. We don't. Like, I don't think my
But you don't go out thinking about it. You don't
right,
go out
that's
considering
what I'm saying.
It.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Like, my concern would be like, is it safe for me to just walk around this area at this time? Because what if I get robbed? That's usually a man's thought. Not, man, there could be a nigga out here raping niggas, and I'm just like, well, maybe there are people like that, like, I'm one of them, but that's, like, a real worst-case scenario, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here wearing short shorts, and my thighs looking real good. What if a nigga want to rub on me?
But you know, like, right now, if you wanted to, like, walk to the Wawa, you'd be good.
Yeah, for the most part. I'd still be scared.
I can't say that, though.
Did you hit this blunt?
I just passed it to you.
Did you? I ain't like, shit. Leave me alone. Feet torn. But in a lighter.
Shake it off. Shake off.
Like Mariah Carey. RIP to them vocals.
Oh my god.
I can't do that.
Don't. I mean.
We're not doing this.
I just don't want to disrespect.
No,
I don't want to
Mariah. What?
We belong together, Mariah.
Bruh, oh my god, that is like the most perfect song ever, and she doesn't know it. Like, we don't understand
that
how much of a gem
classic.
That song
is always gonna play. That song will forever be on my phone. I will never not have that. And she is Christmas, as far as I'm concerned. That song is Christmas. So.
Every time you see.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. That shit is it. As soon as I hear that on the radio, I know.
I'm taken out. I was also taken out by the fact that Forest Whitaker has two people.
He has a brother.
He has two brothers.
I know, but
we dug deeper into it last night.
No. He has two brothers, but the other one looks exactly like
the dude at work. He Googled the brother's name, the first thing that popped up was a white man, so we was like, conspiracy. And we dug deep. It was like, I should have played the X-Files music.
His name is Ken Whitaker. Forrest Whitaker and Ken Whitaker.
And they're both actors.
But Ken has only been in like 2 movies.
Alright.
I know he's been in Life. Me and Mecca actually watched Life trying to spot this nigga.
We forgot about it until the credits started rolling and I saw his name and I was like, I looked and it was like he was in the movie. His name was Isaac. Yes. Do you remember anybody named Isaac in life? I told her we have to watch that shit again. So he was in Life and then he was in this other movie I can't remember the title of. But yes, Forrest Whitaker is two people, bro.
Conspiracy.
Oh. That shit is crazy. And we would have never known. Thank you, Facebook.
Thank you, Twitter. Thank you, niggas with too much time.
Too much time. Look at that. That's the first thing on my Google. Ken Whitaker and Forrest Whitaker. Look at that picture.
Y'all don't even understand what the fuck is going on right now.
Not at all.
I don't know about you, but I'm smacked as fuck.
Look at that guy.
Like, one head kind of wide. Like, if he headbutts you, it's over.
Yeah, one is kind of more swole than the other.
But if he can't swing that bitch in enough time, then you can knock his ass out. But
Most Wanted. He was in Most Wanted, 1997.
I don't know what the hell it is, but I'm watching.
Yeah.
It looked like the cover is like, it's almost like Belly, but not even.
It had Keenan Ivory Wayans.
I don't even think I'll watch this movie now. Sorry.
Keenan Ivory Wayans, a shame.
I
fuck with Keenan.
He's alright. What's crazy, now that I think about it, this might be a while. But I don't really find any of the Wayans brothers to be all that entertaining.
They're, like, clown funny. Like, they're real animated. Like, I used to find them really funny when I was younger.
Yeah, nope. I think Major Payne was, like...
Major Payne was funny.
And My Wife and Kids was, like, ha-ha funny.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the, I'm dead.
I would just watch My Wife and Kids if it was on, you know? Like, but I wouldn't...
Junior was funny to me. I watched the show for Junior.
I used to think, you know, the husband and wife, their little relationship was funny.
No.
No.
They were never it.
No.
No.
Jay and Michael.
I'm Gonna Get You Sucker was funny.
Who?
I'm Gonna Get You Sucker. You never seen that? Yo, you never seen I'm Gonna Get You Sucker?
I don't think so.
That's important.
Hold on, let me look it up.
That's important. Oh my goodness, you've seen this.
I might have. I just, you know, I don't have a really good memory.
It's important to the culture. Culture shock.
Gonna Get You Sucker.
This just in. Bert and Ernie are a couple. A gay couple. We applaud them. I'm pretty sure it was hard for
they them, said,
to,
yeah,
for
they
them to come out and tell us. But I feel like the signs were all there for us all. And I just think we should all stand by Bert and Ernie and support them.
Listen, they were two men. They slept in the same room. They already fought like a married couple. Like, Ernie was the little prankster, little jokester. And Bert was the level-headed one. Like, they were clearly a couple. But I heard, like, after one of the writers said that they were a homosexual couple, one of the other writers said that they weren't. So, I mean, who knows? For real.
You think puppet sex is lit?
Whoa. What is puppet sex?
Sex.
Don't they have, like, armholes? To put their...
I don't think this is what that's about. You ain't never seen, like, crank anchors? Come on.
Oh no. I never forget this one episode. It was like this guy, they called him because they had the same name. So they like found him in the phone book because they had the same name. And two of them had met up and they called the other guy on the phone. And the two guys with the same name literally started having sex on the phone. And the man on the phone is like this old country man, like, oh, well, all right. Like,
I had no idea that these were like prank calls that they just put on a like show.
Yeah.
That shit had me dying, bro. It geeked out my mind. This is before I smoked. Yo, they need to put Crank Yankers on Hulu.
Put Crank Yankers on Hulu. Start a petition.
Yeah, I'm gonna tweet that right now.
Put Crank Yankers on fucking Hulu. Right now.
Put Crank Yankers on Hulu Core.
That would be nostalgic as hell. But nah, we were talking about Bert and Ernie, and we're talking about Dirty Puppets. It's crazy. There's a movie coming out about that shit.
I want to see that shit.
I don't know what it's called, but
it's Fun Time something. Or
something
some
like that.
That,
yeah. It looks funny. I mean, I believe it. Because I'm even back in the day, like in I Love Lucy, weren't they sleeping in separate beds? But they were obviously a married couple. So I feel like that kind of applies. So Sesame Street has been on forever. So.
That shit's been on as long as Judge Mathis.
Judge Mathis?
Maybe longer.
I'm pretty sure Sesame Street has been on longer than Judge Mathis.
When did it come? Because they had Patti LaBelle, so that was like the 70s.
Yeah, they've been on since like the early 70s, I think. Let me. Because Sesame Street has never not been on, if you think about it. Like, it's always been one of like the main children's shows. Sesame Street started in 1969. It aired on 67.6% of American television.
It's coming up on 50 years.
Yep.
Yo, I remember 50 years ago. I'm going to tell you something now.
How old are you?
I was a young boy.
How old are you?
This ain't about that. When I was a young boy, things was different.
It's not good. It's your birthday. Tomorrow.
I don't have none of those.
You were born in 93.
I was not.
Stop frying.
Oh, what? Now that we are disclosing personal information, we're going to close out with some good music. This has been Match One Radio with UV Scuddy.
Woo! Serafina.
And we will see you guys in about 2 months.
So they met outside the club. It wasn't long before they both fell in love. He said, excuse me, hey, you look familiar. She said, you too, what's your name? I'm from Virginia. They couldn't talk for too long cause they were lacking. He left his cousin and she left her friend Jasmine. Dancing, come dancing, come dancing, come dancing. And turned a double date. They went to change their clothes, they made them wait in the hallways in anticipation. He didn't know the night would end up in frustration. She came outside in Adidas sweats. The way they fit her body, it made him sweat. Looked at his cousin and he was wasting no time. He had his arms around his girl like a bow tie. Dancing, come dancing, went by, they're back online. She never texted him back, he didn't understand. They had another run in at a function where he performed his song and got it jumping. She said, I didn't know that you could sing. He had to try real hard not to be petty. She gave him one good look in his eyes.
And he said, well, I guess I'll give it one more try. Now they're dancing. Now they're dancing.
I've been trapping.
Hello.
Nigga, I've been trapping all day.
Hey.
What you need? I got it. I won't go away.
Where you at?
I ain't frontin' nobody at all today.
Nah.
Usually I take half. I need it all today.
Need that
shawty wanna fuck? I told her no today.
Yeah.
I just want some head. Just wanna score today.
Wait.
Shawty sucked the dick. Got the balls today. Gave it sloppy, can't even wear these drawers today.
No, no.
She want time, I don't got none at all today.
No.
I'm in Richmond, my next play is all the way. In the burg, I might hit South Park more today. If I do, I'm wildin' by no water today. Can't get no sleep, I might miss all the plays. Trappin', serving junkies, I love all the days. If I hit them all, I'm getting all the days. Like you can keep them forces, you keep all them flays. Got a SKHKAK, I got all the K's. Got a 30 clip in this Glock, you'll catch it all today. Cleve don't do no lacking.
Bitch, you're not.
Especially when I'm trapping. Bitch, I'm pistol packing.
Bitch,
I've been trapping all day.
Trap.
What you need, I got it, I won't call away.
Hello.
I ain't frontin' nobody at all today.
Nah.
Usually I take half, I need it all today. Shawty wanna fuck, I told her no today.
Trap.
I just want some head, just wanna score today.
Right.
Shawty sucked the dick and got the balls today. Gave it sloppy, can't even wear these drawers today. Bro, FaceTime me with a brick of dog today. Say he got a whole brick of that raw today. He showed me a trick I never saw today. He turned one in the four, cut it like a saw today. I'ma teach you niggas how to ball today. Flexing in the white team when it's small today. Ain't doing shit but breaking the law today. Screaming fuck 12, don't wanna see all today. Please don't try me, might just break your jaw today. I hit you with this left hand and south paw today. I'm really about action.
Bitch, you're not.
I don't do no capping, bitch, I ain't just rapping.
Bitch.
I've been trapping all day.
Trap.
What you need, I got it, I won't call away.
Hello.
I ain't frontin' nobody at all today.
Nah.
Usually I take half, I need it all today. Shawty wanna fuck, I told her no today.
Trap.
I just want some head, just wanna score today.
Right.
Shawty sucked the dick and got the balls today. Gave it sloppy, can't even wear these drawers today. Someone breaking the fool. To the first three on that shit for the low. And I know it's straight, might just say it's an eight. Then he passed out, I'm like, yeah, it's a go. I asked for a brick, then he told me no. He said, I got you, bro, just stand in. Yo, once I'm done with these bricks and I'm done with this shit, I'm investing in you and you already know. I'm left for show. He said, I worry about these bricks and you worry about your PO. Nautis and coke, Nautis and blow. But what he cut it with is wider than snow. These dirty birds come get a crow. I got pounds of weed that I don't grow. We been trapping 7 days in a row. We been trapping 7 days in a row. I've been trapping.
Skinny, that's what's up.
I've been trapping. Nigga, I've been trapping all day.
Hey.
What you need, I got it, I won't call away.
Where you at?
I ain't frontin' nobody at all today.
Nah.
Usually I take half, I need it all today. Shawty wanna fuck, I told her no today.
Yeah.
I just want some head, just wanna score today.
Nah.
Shawty sucked the dick. Got the balls today. Gave it sloppy, can't even wear these drawers today.
Skinny, that's what's up.
Thank you.
names, worthy to pick and choose. I play these games, you in my whip and out your lane. You hit the scene and stay, I'll lay you off the cush to hand and drink. I blow your high, well, that's insane. You going broke, I can't relate. And now you all up in the rain, talking about can I feel your pain. And you done spilled another drink, so get your drunk ass off this couch. And now you give me attitude because I'm always chasing cloud. I heard that you went through my phone, please tell me what that's about. Please tell me what that's about.
She's been riding.